You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I would think because...
Call them like the golf shirt army or whatever he calls
they
them.
They are so analytically driven that it does stand to reason... That's one less decision you have to make every day. You throw on the polo and you're good to go. Your little athleisure pants and...
Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Jeans and a sweater. A black turtleneck every day. Taking out one of the other decisions that I have to make. We're not wasting our time on things we don't have to waste our time on. That was Matt Derry with us just moments ago from the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. You hear it on the free Odyssey app. They do it every couple of days. They do it twice a week. And hasn't been a lot of fun. For their podcast here over the last couple of weeks. More on Donovan coming up in a second. I want you guys to hear this audio of Donovan calling out his teammates. But just to get back to this, do you feel that this is more of a blip on the grand radar, or is this a sign of things to come? Do you get nervous about this being a sign of things
I am nervous because, and I told you last week, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. That's gone now going forward. There is no more benefit of the doubt. You've seen that if they're not going to spend money in this way and they can't develop the hitters in this way, then I would expect more of the same with the loss of that cable money, the local TV money. I am very nervous because I don't see where... You could tell me DeLauder, you could tell me all the kids, whatever. Eventually, they'll get up here and they'll be fine. But is that going to be instantly next year? Like, I am very nervous about the short-term future.
For the good of the franchise... You better talk about selling, because if this is going to be less on television money, go with me on this real quick. If this is less on television money because it has to, because there's not a lot of money to spend from the television deal, whatever that might be, then you got to get your money from somewhere, and you're not always going to have the revenue sharing. Maybe you will. Maybe they'll hash it out during the CBA this coming year, and this will be a non-starter, for crying out loud. But for the foreseeable future, you're not going to have the type of revenue sharing that you've had in the past. Okay, if you don't have that, then where's your major money going to come from? Well, it's going to come from ticket sales. Revenue from ticket sales. Revenue from local advertising. And if you have less ticket sales coming in, and you're not as good of a team, well, then that would have to affect some advertising out there. If you don't have the revenue coming in, then fans will be speaking with their wallets here. And it may force them to make some sort of move where the fans have more power than what they think. Now, I don't know what they have. I think that they would turn right around and probably say that you guys don't come to the ballpark, so we can't spend the money, because you've heard that a million times over in the last 25 years. But still, that might force some sort of a move. So why I think that is that if you can't pay the freight on this anymore, or you're not willing to go into the red to pay the freight on that, and hell, it's your business, you're more than willing to do so. Well, if you have an owner that's ready, then it's time to move on to that owner. Because I can't sit here and say the same damn thing every single year, big picture stuff, because when it comes to the other two teams in town, and you can roll your eyes as hard as you possibly can at all this, but in your heart of hearts, you know it's true. The other two teams in town, if they had the opportunity where they're coming off an Eastern Conference Finals or an AFC Championship game, they're going to do everything they can to try to punch the ticket the next year. The Cavaliers have done all that, and they haven't even come close to the Eastern Conference Finals so far. So you know the other two teams in town, where they have their restrictions and salary in those leagues, grant you. You know they're willing to do that. I can give you every single reason why the Guardians can't. You don't want to hear it anymore. You're not interested in it. If you can't pay it, find somebody who will. And so until that happens, you'll keep hearing the same refrain from fans because they know it. As much as maybe the Browns, they don't deserve our attention the way the Guardians have over the last decade plus, even though football is what drives everything in America, for crying out loud. Or the Cavs have been a wild franchise. They've been either fun or at least interesting during these last how many years. But when it comes to the Guardians here, you have something that stands in your way, and I think people are flatly tired of it. They live a fantasy when it comes to the Browns. They live a fantasy, sometimes a nightmare when it comes to the Browns, but they live a fantasy when it comes to the Cavs. I mean, we're talking about LeBron James again and whether or not that be possible because it's happened again. You've spoken about Odell Beckham Jr. and made that happen. The Deshaun Watson thing, for better or for worse, that's a big, strong move that happened. For much worse. But you don't have the wherewithal to do any of that. So I can't even start to give my consideration emotionally to you because I just know that you're just not willing to do it.
Well, this is
so
also...
if I know you're not willing to do it, what the hell are you going to give you my attention for? Go ahead.
This is also the first time that I have heard fans so up in arms, not just a vocal minority, that so many fans are up in arms. It's the first time I had heard the conversation about dumping the front office. Because... as you know, this is not a show point of view.
No.
This is not a Cleveland point of view.
No.
This is a baseball point of view. It's actually a sports point of view that your front office is one of the best in all of sports. So to hear local fans who have benefited from this front office that has done the most with the least, that's always been kind of their motto, that's been what I think all of us most rational fans have been able to say about this front office that despite the low payrolls, they not only go to the playoffs, they've been able to make some runs over the years, that to hear those same people finally say they're done with the front office, mm-hmm. I mean, that's startling. That's very different.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm trying to stop it from becoming a circular conversation. And it becomes that so many times. And I'm more on that coming up at 9 o'clock. Donovan's calling out his teammates on the, well, really he's calling out one in particular on the Taylor Rooks podcast, and I think you guys are going to love it. Hit it. One moment.
Kenny here. Came out to me and was like, hey, like, try to get push Evan Mobley, and even more so next year. Push Ev. Ev has the potential, man, and he's continuing to take that rise, and I'm glad he said it. Like, they asked who the next face of the league was in 5 years, and he said himself and Wemby. I love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now... my push to Ev is, I need 20 shots. Mm-hmm. But he has to go and say that. Like, give me the ball. You know, I think for us to be great, and we've said it all year, he has to continue to take a step. So I tell him, like, nah, we need more. Mm-hmm. Demand it. If I don't pass you the ball, get on my ass. If DG don't get the ball, get on his ass. If Ty don't get it to you, get on his ass. And be okay with that. I think that's something that he's continuing, and he's ready for it. I have no doubt. I talked to him this summer. He's ready for it. He's excited for it. But, you know, when you're quiet like the way he is, sometimes you got to get out of body a little bit more.
For sure.
I think that's the growth.
I've said this to you before. This is why I think that there's a silver lining on Darius Garland's injury. I think naturally you're going to have to throw the ball inside more to Evan Mobley. And by the time that Darius comes back, like Darius isn't going to miss most of the year, half the year. I think it's going to be about a month of the season. But by the time Darius comes back, like, hey, we've worked on this through training camp. We've worked on this now through the first month of the season. This is where we have to go. This is what has to be done for us to be successful in April like we haven't been over these last 3 years. It's time for him to mature, and it's time for us to change the way we play a bit, and it's got to start with Evan Mobley. I'm glad that Donovan's saying the quiet part that we've all been screaming here for a while, but somebody of actual consequence had to say it, and Donovan is saying it.
But here's my question. Will there be enough shots to go around with the two guards taking the shots that they do? I mean, you just came off a playoff series in which anybody with eyes could see Darius was struggling. I think it was both physical and mental, the toll that injury had played on him by the end of the series. He had fought it out to play in that series after getting called out by so many, and yet still took more shots in that elimination game than Evan Mobley. The guy that I did not see in that series, I did not see one Pacer who was capable of defending him one-on-one. So, yeah, should Evan call for the ball more? Absolutely. Is he going to get the ball more? I don't know.
You got two guards
that want to let it fly from 28 feet.
Exactly. You have two guards that I think will turn isolationist because they don't necessarily trust everybody else. And I think that's been a part of the problem with both of those guys in the backcourt. Not just their size, but with that type of mentality. This is where Evan's going to have to stand there and call for it the way that Donovan says. He's going to have to say, you wanted me to do this, now I'm doing it, give me the damn ball. He's going to have to do that, or we're going to have these problems there in the future. Because as of right now, hey, we could talk about LeBron James to death, and in so many ways we have already as a station. I mean, I can bring up LeBron, you can bring up LeBron, and the changes that will have to be made, and obviously if they brought in LeBron, it wouldn't include Donovan. Darius Garland would no longer be with the team, and probably Jared Allen wouldn't be either. Okay, but as of right now, the most realistic scenario is that they all come back. And if they all come back, then something serious is going to have to change. You've been calling for Evan to take a step up. I think to a certain degree I have as well. If it's going to change for the better, if this is what they are, this is their shot. Because I think at the end of next year, if they don't get past the second round next year, that I think a lot of people are just going to give up on this version of the Cavs. And by that time, you're going to go, is Evan ever going to take that step? Is he ever going to be that guy? Or are they not willing to push him? Is he not willing to push himself to be that guy? So this is a critical year for Evan. It's a critical year for the Cleveland Cavaliers and what they're trying to do. Because as of right now, the most realistic scenario is that they all come back. So you guys are going to have to figure it out on the floor together like you haven't been able to do over the last three seasons.
I will add, it's going to be huge for Evan Mobley to take that next step again. We're always talking about steps, and we're debating whether they are leaps or not. Either way, in the end, it has to be so much better, because what do we know? What is the one pattern that has been established with this Cavs team come playoffs? Well, one, Donovan Mitchell, he puts the entire team on his back, and then he is out of steam in the second round.
Yeah.
Like halfway through the second round. Guys, to win a championship or to even play for one, you got to play for another two series after the one that they keep getting eliminated in. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, whether it's injuries, whether it is just bad luck, the way the officiating is and the way they allow physicality come postseason, Darius Garland is a shell of who he is in the regular season. He is a shell of that player come postseason.
Well, you think about guys
Evan to step up.
And even with guys being gassed, I mean, you're playing a Miami Heat team that's really disinterested and he's still tired. So, yes, somebody else is going to have to step up. And, yeah, it's right now it's their whole team. It's the entire franchise of what they have, because I don't think that they can really make those changes. As much as we can talk about LeBron, I still don't find it to be very realistic. I think LeBron wants it to be realistic in some way, because I think he wants something exciting, something that helps his legacy for whatever that is at the end of his career, to not feel like he's just going through the motions and taking people's little trinkets as he starts his retirement. I think he wants to play for something, but in all reality, it's not going to include him. I can't just get some LeBron bailout again or expect one again. So it's got to be these guys, and it's going to have to be, if anybody's bailing you out, it's Evan Mobley, who's as quiet as a church mouse. Coming up at 9... coming up at 9 o'clock. Should heads actually roll at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, or are people just blowing off steam? Coming up in 5 minutes. If Shador doesn't make it here, he can make it anywhere in Canada. That's at 8:43 on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.